My pledge to my country. I have but one pledge to America. I shall always try my hardest to keep this country a democracy. In the eyes of many, a democracy is a country with freedoms similar to those of the United States. But it is more than that. A true democracy is a nation unified in its beliefs and free of the threat of communism spreading into its lands. The importance of the latter of the two facts is often unnoticed by many people. They do not understand that only 90 miles south of the state of Florida is the communist country of Cuba. This, of course, is a tremendous threat to us. Since Cuba has strong relations with the Soviets, the country could be used as a permanent Soviet base, as was attempted in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. There is also another country south of us which poses a threat to our democracy. The Central American country of Nicaragua is receiving large quantities of arms from the Soviet Union. The leaders of the country explain this by accusing the United States of planning an attack upon them. But to me, it is self-evident that the Cuban Missile Crisis are being reinstated in Nicaragua. If we are to rid of all communism in the Western Hemisphere, there is only one way, by increasing our military defense. The Soviets have a numerous quantity of arms, on the average approximately 30% more than we do. Therefore, the Soviets believe that if a nuclear war is started, they will win. This, of course, is a fallacy, since a nuclear war would bring devastation to all the nations of our world. To prevent the Soviet Union from igniting the spark, which would result in a nuclear holocaust, we must appear and be well developed in our military defense. One way of solving this problem would be through what I call the Big Brother theory. In this theory, a superpower tries to overcome the other by having a much larger quantity of arms. This is what the Soviet Union is pursuing. But in order to follow this plan, the Russians have given up their freedom, high standard of living, and many other liberties. This plan, obviously, would not be appropriate for America. Another solution, which I feel is the most suitable for the United States, is the creation of the theoretical destroy-all. This is thought to be a weapon which could make the nuclear age obsolete. I plan to fulfill my pledge by continuing my studies in math and science on into college. I hope to then become a nuclear engineer and begin to assemble what I call a spider. The spider is a large station, much like a satellite. Emerging from within it are numerous prongs. When a nuclear warhead is detected, each prong fires a high-intensity laser. I predict the spider to be 90% effective. If I, or someone else, could create such a weapon, the Soviet leaders would surely agree on a treaty which limits the use of, or even bans, all nuclear weapons. Of the two plans, the second one is the one the United States should definitely follow. It would be much cheaper in terms of taxes and would probably be much more effective on dealing with the Soviet Union. If we are to enforce peace on the surface of the earth, we must stop the human race from advancing in war weapons and instead encourage brotherhood between all nations. In the 9 years I have lived in this country, it has never let me down. I shall return this favor by living up to my pledge.
My pledge to my country. My pledge to my wonderful country, the United States of America, is to try to help keep the people living here one strong, united nation that can be admired by other people not having the opportunity to live in a democracy like ours. The countries these people live in give hardly any freedom to them, so their lives are shut off from the rest of the world. If you speak up against the government's policies, the authorities will throw you in prison, making life even more miserable and making the other innocent citizens more frightened. In the United States, freedom is granted to everyone, and with that freedom comes an opportunity to lead a life of happiness and prosperity. In order to keep our country prosperous, the government has to be strong. If the government was weak, it wouldn't be able to control the people, and our once undivided nation will turn into a bloody battlefield. The government will have to help out any alien industrial companies, so jobs can be saved, as the unemployment rate has been soaring in the past few years. The United States will remain as one of the leading producers of manufactured goods if this aid is given. The government will also have to cut foreign imports, which are pouring into the country and ruining the economy. Prices of goods will have to be lowered so the leading companies can compete with foreign makers and bring wealth to our country instead of theirs. Another point that can help the prosperity of our nation is the conservation of our natural resources. If oil, for instance, runs out, it will put our means of transportation to a standstill. Thus, our way of living will be changed back to what it was before automation. Our trees will have to be conserved, for they are a vital resource that can't be wasted. Many times, whole forests are cut down, and land turns to waste. Today, though, many companies are starting to plant the trees that have been cut down, so new reserves of timber will be available for them in years to come. Research must be increased to find alternative methods to replace our dwindling supply of natural resources, or the whole world could be in great danger. Nuclear arms will have to be destroyed if we plan on living peaceful lives. With one push of a button, the whole world could be blown up into shambles. There are more humane ways to settle disputes, and I wish the people of the world could realize that. We must still have a powerful defense, though. Any day the Soviet Union could decide to attack us. If they took control of the United States, the rest of the democratic countries would be in great danger of communist rule. The lives of all the people would be full of pain and misery, and there'd be no place to go to escape the powerful claws of communism. Our educational program will have to improve in order to keep the United States a step ahead of the other countries. The youths of now are going to control the country when they grow older, and a good education will help more than hurt them. They might find a new discovery and save the world from disaster, or develop a cure for a fatal disease such as cancer. So, as you can easily see, giving children the opportunity to excel in whatever field they choose will certainly help the nation remain strong. All of the items previously mentioned are what I am going to strive hard for. Hopefully, they can all become a reality, and if they do, America is going to be much better off than today. America's liberty will last eternally, and so will the phrase, "The land of the free and the home of the brave."
My pledge to my country. I pledge to help keep this government a democracy because I value the many freedoms we have today. We in America have more privileges and opportunities than any other country. One of the freedoms that I really value is the freedom of speech. I can really openly discuss any information or even disagree with any person without being afraid. In other countries, you can be sent to jail or killed for speaking your own mind. Another is the freedom to run your own business or to choose any job for which you are qualified or trained. The government of some countries forces its people to do what the government chooses for them. Also, in their oppressive government, wages are set and can't be changed by the worker. The worker has no possible way to change his job at free will. Being able to write or publish any opinions in newspapers, magazines, and books without government interference or censorship is another freedom I appreciate. Hitler's Nazi government only allowed certain things to be printed in newspapers, magazines, and books, so the people only knew what the government wanted them to know. Anyone who tried to get the true information through was put to death. I wanted the people in my country to have the right to publish so we will know what is truly going on in America. I hope you will keep all these freedoms, plus I hope we can solve some of our problems. In recent years, unemployment has soared to outrageous levels. Many people have no money because of the lack of jobs. So without money, they have no homes, which means they sleep out on the streets. As a result of losing their job, their medical insurance is lost too. I will encourage my congressmen to limit foreign things coming into our country so we will have more men working again. Another problem we have to work on is keeping water clean and conserving water. Many of the lakes have been sadly polluted by man and his industries. The dumping of toxic waste has resulted in marine life being poisoned to the point that there's little or no fish for commercial fishermen or for the sportsmen. If people continue to pollute water and don't conserve it, there will be no water for humans in the near future. Like water, the same thing will happen to such other natural resources as trees, coal, iron ore, and other minerals. I will try my best to conserve our environment for the people of the future. I will do my part by not dumping garbage into the water or on the land. I will use water and trees wisely. A final problem that concerns me is the threat of a nuclear war, because it will probably demolish this earth. If anything would survive a nuclear war, it would suffer terrible after effects and would be better off dead. The congressmen and politicians who are trying to keep world peace have my total support. I really appreciate and value all these things we have in America. My pledge to America is to try to keep and improve all of these for the people of tomorrow.
My pledge for America. America is a bunch of unlit candles. I want to be one of those millions of candles that haven't yet blazed. We might think that our little flicker of light doesn't mean a thing, but have you ever been in a pitch dark room when suddenly just one tiny candle was lit? It makes a difference. So any small contribution that I make can mean a big difference in America. I want to grow up in America as it grows and help it to grow. I promise to be the best citizen that I can. People in other countries don't have all the wonderful freedoms that America does. We sometimes take these freedoms for granted and don't use them wisely. As a young teenager, I am not old enough to vote. But when it comes time to do so, I will use the best judgment that I can to make my decision wisely. I will hope to set a good example for other teens my age. As I grow up in America, I plan to be a teacher. I use my profession to teach students to use wisely the freedoms they have been born with, to be good citizens and help America to grow. I plan to also have a family. I promise to teach them the importance of being a good citizen. I plan to help them to understand that because of the freedoms that we have in America, their thoughts, opinions, and judgments do mean something. We will learn from me that they can be proud and honored to live in America. There are many people who are not happy to live here because they are hungry, homeless, and jobless. I know I can't make miracles, and I can't promise miracles. There are ways I can help these people. I can't do it by myself, though, but maybe by setting good examples, other people will start to help people who don't have as many things as we do. Pretty soon, in the near future, with everyone's help, these people will also be proud to live in such a wonderful country. Our country can get closer and closer to one united blaze of fire, and there will be no more darkness. This will only happen if you and I help.
My pledge to America. I am telling how grateful I am to dwell in a free country. We are so fortunate to have the freedom we fought for. Any citizen in our country who is 18 and older has the right to vote. It does not have to be anyone specific. Another thing we have is freedom of the press. Anyone can write about any subject as long as it is true. There also is freedom of speech. Everyone in this country can say whatever they wish in whatever language they choose. There is freedom of school also. Everyone from kindergarten to 12th grade goes to school. If anyone wants to go to college, they can go wherever they want and how long they wish. We can choose our occupation. We have freedom of worship. If really you want to, you can worship a cow. You might get teased, but there isn't a law against it. We can also go to church, but we are not forced to. We have freedom of traveling. We can travel from school to state to state. We can also go to country to country with a passport. We don't have to have our vacations in America, but we can if we choose. We can also move from state to state or out of the country. Freedom is a very great advantage. To me, it is anyhow. If we didn't have a free country, we probably wouldn't have all these privileges. I think all the people who fought in any war deserve a great deal of credit. The song, The Star-Spangled Banner, written by Francis Scott Key, describes the Revolutionary War. As it says, the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting through the air. It gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. And after that, it says, oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Francis Scott Key was a prisoner when he was writing this song. He watched the flag at the fort through the whole day. At night, he watched the bombshells. At early dawn, his eyes were again greeted by the proudly waving flag of his country. He has done a lot to help out this country. The song Stars and Stripes Forever, written by John Philip Sousa, describes the flag of the free and how it waves forever. Near the end of the song, it says, when our fathers with mighty endeavor proclaimed as they marched to the fray. That means the men in war tried very hard and succeeded to get our freedom. If I go to college, I will try my hardest to help out my home country, America.